Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
You know, I'm 62. I'm going to be 63 next June. Back when you were a kid, there were no fat kids. I ballooned all the way up to about 300 pounds was my high. She says, "And what do you take for your diabetes, Peter?" I said, "I don't have diabetes. What are you talking about?" "Oh, no, you have full-blown diabetes." I went home that very day, reverse diabetes. Those are the two words I typed into YouTube. And what popped up? Dr. Barry, reverse diabetes. And then I kept watching Dr. Barry, and I just decided I'm going carnivore. In 3 weeks, Carrie, the other thing that happened, my brain fog lifted. My happiness started coming back. 3 weeks, it all changed, everything at 3 weeks. I'm like, wow, I feel pretty good. You know, I'm feeling pretty happy. And my energy was coming back. I didn't have any idea that I had brain fog until I was out of the fog. I didn't know I was in the fog. And no, I had no idea. But the difference is night and day. It feels like I'm a new person. I feel like I'm 20 years old again. My God, I've got my life back.
Quick interruption. Did you know we have an incredible membership site for you called healinghumanity.life? We have a special offer going on right now. Learn more at the link in the description. We have courses. We have expert Q&As with the good doctors. We even have a Healing Humanity Heroes Zoom call once a week, highlighting real heroes that will inspire you on a path to healing. The community is wonderful. We're going to be implementing a buddy system so you can be held accountable, recipes, all sorts of great stuff to help you on a path to healing. Learn more at the link in the description below.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the power of a proper human diet. And today I am thankful, grateful, and blessed to welcome Papa Carnivore on the channel. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing great. I've been looking forward to having this conversation with you. You are incredible. You've been in the comments and in the community and really supportive and for a long time now. And I finally got to put a face to the name when we met, I don't know, a week or so ago at a meetup down in Florida. And we got to talk just a little bit, but I'm interested in hearing your carnivore story. That's what I'm doing with the documentary. That's what I'm doing with this YouTube video. It's those individual stories that really seem to inspire people. So I'm looking forward to sharing more of that with the audience and maybe inspiring some people out there. Maybe first, if we could just start out, Papa Carnivore, where are you from?
So I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's where I grew up. Born and raised. I moved to San Antonio, Texas in 2001. That's where I raised my two kids. I have two kids, Michael and Katie, that are Michael's 29, Katie's 26. And Michael still lives in San Antonio with his wife, and they are expecting my first granddaughter in March. So, you know, that's another, I'll get into, you know, the whys of why I, you know, I'm doing carnivore, obviously my granddaughter, and I'm sure that's near and dear to your heart one day and being there for them, but we'll talk about that. My daughter lives in Austin, Texas. And then I moved in 2015 to South Florida. I'm in Boca Raton, Florida, South Florida.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. We share something else in common. We both have daughters named Katie. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, Michael and Katie.
So what led you to carnivore?
Well, so that interesting story. So, you know, most of my, you know, when I was a kid, I was pretty skinny. I mean, you know, I ate pretty, you know, the back then they didn't have all the food. You know, I'm 62. I'm going to be 63 next June. We, you know, back when you're a kid, there were no fat kids. There were, everyone was skinny. I mean, I might have known one or two kids, you know, that were, unfortunately, they got picked on. They were the, you know, the one or two kids that were heavy, but not even that heavy compared to what I'm seeing today. I mean, you know, this crazy heavy kids that are just unbelievable. And, but as I guess I got up into my, I want to say my 30s, 40s ish, I started gaining weight, until it just kept, and I tried all these different diets. You know, I did the up all the, every diet you can think of, Weight Watchers. I did it all. And, I guess when I ballooned all the way up to about 300 pounds was my high, and this was about almost 2 years ago. I'd been in my previous doctor visits a pre-diabetic, but you know, I guess I never took that seriously. You know, I didn't really know what that meant. I thought, okay, well, I'm not diabetic, right? So I guess I'm still okay. You know, I didn't know too much, going back just a little bit, my ex-father-in-law, I'm divorced, but my ex-father-in-law, Dick, he passed away from complications from type 2 diabetes. He was insulin dependent, ended up losing 5 out of 10 fingers to amputations, mm-hmm. both legs amputated, was going blind. Ended up on dialysis for 7 years, and just this slow decline and watching him in searing pain at the end, just, you know, hunched over in pain. Like, you know, it was the nicest guy, the saddest thing, wheelchair, no legs. I mean, it was horrible, horrible dialysis. You know, you'd have to do that all day for 3 days a week, pretty much, or more. So I saw what diabetes can do. You know, I saw what end stage diabetes. So that was my fear factor, right? Well, P.S., I went in for a blood test and August, I'll never forget this, August of 2022, I went in for a blood, you know, routine doctor, you know, visit. And I'm hypothyroid, Kerry, since I was in my 20s. I take levothyroxine, very mild. I've had it forever. Take one little pill. And they every like 90 days, they do blood, you know, to check your thyroid level. So I don't even think this was an annual exam. Well, when they did that, funny thing happened. They took my A1C. They took my A1C and they didn't tell me. Okay. Said nothing. Well, P.S. fast forward to the end of January. How many months later is that? 6-7 months later, I go in and have another blood test, and the nurse is doing the, you know, just asking questions. They're weighing me. And she says, and what do you take for your diabetes, Peter? I said, I don't have diabetes. What are you talking about? Oh, no, you have full-blown diabetes. What are you taking? Do you take metformin? I was like, what? She goes, do you take insulin? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, where are you getting this? She goes, oh, in August, your A1C was like 8-point-something. I don't even remember what the number was, something crazy. And no one said a thing to me, Kerry.
Wow.
So I'm, you know, 300 pounds. I knew I had very high blood pressure. I was on two or three high blood pressure medicines. And, you know, here I am still stuffing my face with sugar and you know, going crazy with an A1C that's off the charts, completely unmedicated. And they knew about it.
Hmm.
I mean, think about that for a second. Well, anyway, so not only did I get the double barrel that I've had diabetes for all this time, but you are now full-blown type 2 diabetic, which, you know, immediately my mind went right back to my father-in-law, you know, and so that scared me like straight, you know, as scared as I've ever been in my life. Even the high blood pressure, Kerry. Oh, I figured, okay, I'm taking medicine. You know, they're giving me medicine and what, it was still a little high, but whatever. And I had a host of other things. I had the acid reflux, and I made a list. I'm going to go through. There's only 25 things on my list. And I whipped up that list, Kerry, in about 3 minutes. But wow. I'm sure there's more things I missed. But any case, you know, I'm taking a handful of medicine, and I'll go into a lot of the other stuff in a minute. But the diabetes is what brought me really to, you know, keto and then carnivore, to a proper human diet. So I said to them, look, when the doctor came in, I said, look, I'm pretty upset that no one said anything to me. And he brushed it under, no big deal. Like, whatever. Didn't even want to talk about it. You know, it was like very, it was just whatever. And I just said, look, I need 6 months. I'm going to do diet exercise. I'm going to try and figure this thing out. I don't know. I'm going to figure this out. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know anything, you know? So I went home that very day and I went on YouTube. I think I told you this the other day, and I typed in two words, reverse diabetes. Those are the two words I typed into YouTube. And what popped up? Dr. Barry, reverse diabetes. I don't know, umpteen million views, right? Now it's even more, I'm sure, than, you know, this is almost 2 years ago. And I'm watching this and, you know, he's talking about mostly keto, I think. You know, I don't know if he was specifically talking carnivore, but he was talking about the, you know, getting rid of the seed oils, the sugar and the grains, you know, getting off all processed foods and added sugars and all these things. And, you know, keeping the carbs less than 20 total carbs a day. Yeah, you know, that was the keto, whatever. Or I think he said you could do ketovore. It's 10 grams of carbs a day or less. And there's carnivore. He mentioned some of the things. So, I'm interested. I guess I was interested. But like you, it didn't really hit me until I read the comments. So I started reading the comments. And boy, Carrie, it was like I went down the rabbit hole. The Dr. Barry comments rabbit hole. And I literally hours reading the comments for hours. And I'm just like, I decided after, you know, seeing all this, and I'm thinking, this sounds impossible. This sounds crazy. I'm sure you had the same thing, right? But he's a doctor, you know, he's a 20-year doctor, general, you know, and he himself was saying how he was 300 pounds. I know you just did a video and I can't wait to see that about Dr. Barry's story, but I've heard his story many times, you know, and he was like me. He's about my same height. I'm 6'2", 6'3". He was also 280, 300 pounds. He was pre-diabetic. He wasn't full-blown diabetic. He had the joint pain. He had the brain fog. He had all the different things. And so, you know, I just decided I'm going to try this. And I started with like dirty keto, I would call it. You know, and I did some of the keto treats and, you know, the keto bars. But I mean, at least I did make a very concerted effort to stop with, you know, the sugars, and I'd stop eating any kind of bread, you know, and I really did make an effort. I took out all the seed oils, you know. And so I will tell you this, within 3 weeks, that's the magic number. I keep hearing this over and over. The joint pain, the chronic arthritis that I had in my knees that was so bad I could barely walk. I mean, like, I thought I needed two knee replacements, Carrie, like bone on bone pain. I could barely, literally, you know, I'm on my feet all day. I sell furniture for Macy's Furniture right now. I'm a retired banker. You know, 26 years I was with Wells Fargo, Wachovia, you know, big bank. I was an executive. But now I'm on my feet, you know, walking around, and I was like hobbling. I mean, like an 80-year-old. The pain was gone. Carrie, when I mean gone, like the clicking, you know, that clicking sound in your joints, I had that in my knees, my ankles, my wrists, my hands, my joints. But the pain, it almost felt like the Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man, when they gave the oil to the Tin Man.
Right.
And magically, you know, he's walking around and dancing and stuff. That was me. And I'm still 300 pounds, Carrie. I mean, you know, 3 weeks, maybe I'd lost 5 pounds, 8 pounds. I don't know, but I was still close to 300. Because people will, you know, said to me afterwards, oh, you know, it wasn't, you lost all that weight. That's why you don't have to. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I was still heavy. I was still heavy. And it was just inflammation. I know now what it is. Back then, I really just couldn't believe it. So that's how I think I found it. And then I went from pretty quickly, I changed to more clean keto, like about that same time. By the end of that month, I was really cleaned it up. And then ketovore for maybe a 2 week conversion period. And then I kept watching Dr. Barry, and I just decided I'm going carnivore, you know. And, you know, maybe I'm not perfect. Maybe once in a while I'll have some pickles with my steak or some sauerkraut or, you know, whatever. But for the most part, I'm 90, 95% hardcore carnivore, you know. So wow. That's how I pretty much got here. I do have a list if you want to kind of go through the list.
Yeah, let's do that. I just want to say one thing quick. Sure. It's crazy to me. A couple things you said. Number one, the 3 weeks. I hear that a lot. I've talked about it too. But what you were just saying, Papa Carnivore, totally reminds me of our friend Bill Knott in Alaska. Yeah. He had the same thing around 3 weeks. He called me up and he's like, this is crazy. Like, what is going on? I haven't lost weight yet. How could all of this pain in my back and knee be going away? It's just inflammation. And so for people watching that, I think that can give a lot of people hope. It's like within 3 weeks, you can have some of these changes that are almost worth the price of admission alone. Like, you're talking about mobility issues here and constant pain that can go away within just a couple of weeks.
And you don't even have to be heavy, because my girlfriend, Carrie Victoria, I have a new girlfriend for the past 8 months. Fantastic. She has terrible joint, like pain, arthritis, I believe is what it is, in her shoulder and her neck. And she works, she's a software engineer, and she works from home on her computer with a mouse. And so it's like crippling. She's like says, I'm an invalid, you know, like she's so messed up. She was having all these different medicine, whatever, and going for physical therapy and all this massages and all this stuff. I'm like pleading with her, just if we could just go like low carb, let's start low carb. And she has actually started to cut out a lot of the stuff. She's not perfect, but the pain is, I'd say 50% better. But if I could get her to, you know, her thing is the sweets, you know, the dessert, she still eats some bread, you know, once, you know, but she for the most part eats pretty clean. And I have gotten her, she doesn't really eat a lot of processed foods, Carrie. She does like whole fruits and vegetables. So she's pretty clean, and she likes meat, and she loves when I come over and I make her steak. Nice. She loves the steak. She's a meat eater. She doesn't mind it. She likes chicken and all that stuff.
Right.
But it's the bread and it's the sweets, you know, chocolate, desserts, whatever. And I'm pleading with her, if she could just go a little further, maybe just keto, that I think I could get it 80% better.
Right. I'm
so
sure
you don't
she'll
have to be heavy, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure she'll surprise you. It's like baby steps. I've been really surprised by many friends and family where I thought, come on, just do this, just listen. And they didn't. But then all of a sudden, a couple months later, they're adopting it and they're doing more and more sort of things. So I'm sure
I will tell you on our first date, I did show her. Remember? Oh, do you have my before and after photos handy?
I don't have them right here, but I can. I'm going to edit this after so I can show off some on the screen.
So I showed her the exact photos I sent you. The one where I was 300 pounds at the first date. I mean, that's how proud I am. I wanted to say, this is who I am now. You know, you're getting the new and improved Peter, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And that's awesome. So I was very proud of what I've done, you know?
You should be. And those pictures are so powerful too. I don't know, they say picture's worth 1,000 words, but to be able to see that and then hear your story. The other thing I wanted to say too, that is really remarkable. I always ask people when I interview them about carnivore, kind of what was your turning point? And I think you've answered it already. It was the Dr. Barry comments, which is just crazy to me. We were talking about this briefly the other day. That was mine. Like, I have said a couple of things. I saw Dante Ferrigno. That was huge. I'm like, whoa. But I'm still, this guy's crazy. He's an outlier. But he convinced me to do more. And then I did just like you. I started watching Dr. Barry like crazy. And I'm still, this is nuts. This is a YouTube doctor. This guy's not real. He's selling me something. And I came across the exact same video you're talking about, reversing type 2. I was pre-diabetic, I'm sure, but I was never diagnosed with diabetes. So I don't even know why I even bothered with that video. But just like you said, it wasn't even the video. It was the comments. Dr. Barry, you saved my life. I get goosebumps right now thinking about, like, how powerful is that? That's like new territory, a doctor that is actually healing people just through his words, through a video. In my head, I'm always like, doctor, you got to go in for an examination. They got to take your blood pressure. They got to examine you. They got to physically be there. And I'm like, and then there was another one, Dr. Barry, you saved my life. And another one. That's just incredible to me. It's so interesting that you and I came across that same one. That video, by the way, now, I think it has about 2 million views. And there's about 2,000 comments. So anyone watching this that thinks Papa Carnivore, Carrie, Dr. Barry are crazy, go watch that video and just read those comments. And then even in my head, I'm like, he's faking all these comments too? Thousands of comments are being
faked?
Carrie,
these are unrelated people, not only from all over the country. These people were global, all over the world, you know, talking about, I'm in Bulgaria or whatever, you know. But the other thing too, I forgot to mention in the comments that both you and I have another big thing in common is that I had suicidal bipolar depression and anxiety and ADHD and a little bit of OCD kind of, but really, like you, I suffered for decades and all different drugs and crazy stuff and nothing really worked. So your story when I finally found you was really awesome because we share that. I mean, we have kismet in a lot of areas, you know, but that one is the biggest. So in the comments, these initial comments, when I was watching Dr. Barry, there were many of them said, my depression went away. My anxiety went away. And I had that very terrible anxiety, you know, like you, I could never do a video like this, Carrie. There would be no way, when I was, at the depths of depression, you know how it feels. You don't want to be around anyone, even your own family. You know what I mean? And I felt that same way. Maybe it would be better if I'm not on this earth, that I'm, they would be better without me. These are crazy thoughts, that someone would have who has, I had grown kids, in their 20s, and who need me. Yes, I was divorced at the time, but, my kids need me, and one day they're going to get married. My son at the time wasn't yet married. He got married right after this, but, and maybe they have grandkids and maybe great grandkids. And none of this goes through your mind. You just want to be alone. You want to be in a dark kind of room, whatever. It was the same. You know the feeling.
I know the feeling. I appreciate that too, because honestly, a lot of people don't know that. I always encourage people. I remember when I was just had the worst depression, you'd have people tell you, you just got to go for a walk. I get sad sometimes too. And I'm like, this is on such a deeper level than sad that you can't even describe it to people. Well, the thoughts you mentioned too. I had those thoughts where, and my kids were still young. I'm like, I am such a miserable, hopeless person dragging my whole family down. Sure, it'll be bad if I died right now for my kids, but it's only going to make them stronger. And they're not going to have to deal with this for the rest. And I go through all these justifications that it'll actually be better for them in the long run.
Yeah, you're rationalizing, you're bargaining with yourself. You go through all this crazy stuff. And none of that, I mean, this is just shows how starved our brains were for fat. All that it took, literally, because in 3 weeks, Carrie, the other thing that happened, my brain fog lifted. My happiness started coming back. 3 weeks. It all changed. Everything at 3 weeks. I'm like, wow, I feel pretty good. I'm feeling pretty happy. And my energy was coming back. And, within a month, my energy, I started, my knees feel better. I'm going to take a walk. And I'm going to go outside and walk. I started with my walking thing. A little bit at a time, not that far. But, more and more every day. Before you know it, I'm walking a mile, 2 miles. Now I'm up to 5-6 miles every day, pretty much. And I could go longer. I just don't have time. I got to work, go to work and stuff. But So let me go through my list. I won't go too crazy. But
no, I love hearing these.
This is a crazy list, Carrie. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can look at this list.
Wow.
So on the left is all the stuff. And on the right are my supplements, how I eat kind of. And the only meds I take is just the levothyroxine for my thyroid. But let me just start here. So I'd already told you. So I was 300 pounds, morbidly obese. I mean, my BMI was close to 40. I was a size 44 pants, almost 46. Okay. I had fatty liver. I forgot to mention that. I don't think I've mentioned that to you, but I had, elevated liver enzymes. I had fatty liver disease. Obviously we talked about the type 2 diabetes with A1C over 8, I believe. I had terrible migraines, and it was like sugar from the sugar, I believe. You know what I mean? Just anyone who's ever had a hangover from drinking all that alcohol, well, that's just overloading your body with sugar. and you get these terrible migraines. So, you know, I would get them in the morning mostly. You know, I'd wake up, I'd be super dehydrated. I was chugging, you know, when you're diabetic, you have to chug a lot of water. You know what I mean? You're dehydrated. High blood pressure. I was on 3 medicines for high blood pressure. I was on my way to metformin, if not, being insulin, had I not, you know, done what I did, you know, you could have been too, Carrie. I mean, you were heavy and you were young enough that you weren't 62, or at the time I was 61, but you know, pretty soon had you kept going down that road, you know, I had terrible IBS. I had the same things as you, you know, my just terrible bloating, terrible. When I would eat, I'd get pain in my stomach. Terrible, you know, whether it's diarrhea, constipation, whatever, just, it was horrible. Acid reflux. I was on omeprazole for many years, you know, didn't work.
Right.
I don't know.
I was on that for years too. And in retrospect, I'm like, why did I keep taking that for like 10 years?
It just been a mess. So if you start at, if you want to, you can start adding up in your mind, how many medicines I was on. Okay. I had sleep apnea, terrible snoring. I mean, I snored like a truck. And I never actually got the mask, the sleep apnea mask, but I was told that I had sleep apnea and I needed to wear one. I needed my, you know, doctor wanted me to get one. I never did it, but then, you know, I needed it. My brother has also sleep apnea and wears a mask, and he was about the same weight and height and age. He's 1 year older than me. And he has the same thing, and he has a sleep apnea mask that he wears every night. We talked about the arthritis. I would take, Carrie, 3 extra strength Advil, ibuprofen, every like whatever many hours every day. And I was rubbing this cream on called Voltaren, okay, which is like, it used to be a prescription cream. It's now over the counter for joint pain. And I was putting that on 4 times a day. And doing all of that for the pain in my knees would maybe help 10%, maybe 5 to 10% better. I mean, it didn't really do much, but it was all I knew what I could do, you know? And like I said, it felt like bone on bone pain. I thought I needed 2 metal knees, you know? Fatigue. I had terrible chronic fatigue. I don't know if you had this too, Carrie, but like, I almost didn't want to get up. If I was sitting someplace, it took all I could do just to get up and go to the kitchen to do something. Now it's so different. It's like night and day. I'd like just jump up. I think of something. Oh, I got to do this. Right. I see you doing it all the time. I just run over here. I run over there. Oh, I got to do this. Oh,
right.
I forgot something in the other room. I just hop right up like a jumping jack. It's the complete opposite of that sluggish, you know,
It's almost like your body is in a safety preservation mode. Like, don't move. You're sick. Just stay here and lay down until you get better, kind of thing.
And you see people, they'll sit on the couch and they just don't move, you know? And I was like that. I just would sit there or in a chair, and I didn't want to get up. Now I just move. Brain fog. We talked about that. I didn't have any idea that I had brain fog until I was out of the fog. I didn't know I was in the fog. No, I had no idea. But the difference is night and day. It feels like I'm a new person. I feel like I'm 20 years old again. You know, it's real, you know, right? I mean, how did that feel for you?
That was one of the big game changers. I've said this before, but I knew I had some brain fog, and it was getting worse for me. My girls would make fun of me because I'd say, go empty the thingy thing with the water in it, the dishwasher. Every word I would try to find, I'd have to go through the Rolodex in my mind. It's almost the polar opposite of that. Like, there's brain fog, not having brain fog, and then whatever the opposite of brain fog is, where you actually have more ability to retrieve words and think about things and speak, and just even like reading a book, it's just so much easier.
Carrie, I got to the point where I couldn't read. When I would read, I'd read the same sentence over and over and over, and I'd be like, I have no idea what I just read. I would have to like do like audio books or whatever. That's the only thing I could do, because I couldn't read. I've lost the ability to read. Completely. Names, you know, I'm at a store, you know, and a customer, I couldn't remember names, you know,
right.
just, I couldn't, like you said, I'd think of a word. I couldn't find the word, you know?
You know what this just got me thinking about Papa Carnivore? There's this huge movement now online with TikTok and shorts. Everything's shorter because people have a shorter attention span. And the prevailing thought is, well, people are just so busy. But now that we're talking about this more, I think it's more, no, people can't read a line in a book and pay attention. It's like because of the brain fog, we only have the ability to take in this short form content and register what it is.
Yeah. And I'm going to skip one. I'm going to go right to ADHD. I mean, I had when someone was talking, I would be thinking about the next thing I'm going to say, and I wouldn't be hearing what they said. I had no idea what they said, and I would talk over them. I would just jump in. Like, I had no ability to, like, just listen and be in the present and just, okay, Carrie's talking. I'm going to focus on what Carrie's talking about, and then I'm going to process what Carrie said, and then I'm going to think about that for a second, and then I'm going to answer. That's what normal people do. Right. No, I was just and I know what this is now. My brain was short-circuited, right? I mean, all of your neurons in your brain are all coated with a myelin sheath, which is made up of what? It's made up of fat, animal fat, cholesterol. Well, where's that cholesterol and fat come from? Well, I was on the low fat, no fat train, and, you know, all the sugar and stuff, which was everything was inflamed, and I wasn't, you know, my brain was lacking what it needed. And that leads me to the bipolar depression and anxiety. You know, I was on a whole handful of different things for ADHD, for the bipolar depression. Some of these things you may have heard of, but I was on Seroquel, I was on Lamictal, I had done all host of different antidepressants. I'm sure we could go through the names and reminisce.
Right.
But, you know, and then I was on, Adderall type of thing, different things for ADHD, none of which really worked. I mean, and none of it really did anything, Carrie. I just felt worse, you know, like the side effects of all these things just made me much worse, you know?
Right.
So, let me go to, this is something I mentioned in the live stream yesterday. I had eye floaters and watering eyes, really, really bad. My dad used to have the watering eyes too. Like, his eye would just start watering, usually just one eye, and it was my right eye. It just, for some reason, it was just, I know what it is. It's got to be inflammation in my eyes or whatever, the tear ducts in my eyes, whatever. And I would have these floaters. Well, the floaters are gone. The watering eyes gone. Amazing. Mm. You know, my vision's improved, and I have an eye exam on Monday. I haven't had any eye exam in a year. So I think I see better. I definitely, when I watch TV, you know, I see the little scrolling at the bottom of the screen because I'm nearsighted. I can't see far away, especially driving at night. But my vision at night, I don't even really wear my glasses anymore when I drive. You know, I see the street signs pretty good. So I think my prescription's better. I do have astigmatism. But I haven't really been wearing my glasses since the last year. I don't feel like I need them. But
that's really cool too, because people outside the carnivore space that watch this are going to think this is all crazy. This is impossible. There's a lot of people that report vision improving. A lot of it's just inflammation. And the cool thing is, you had a test before and you're going to have one after, so you can see. We were just talking to, I think it was Lynn Tucker Carnivore. She did the same thing, and her vision improved by 5 points, and it's in her medical records before and after. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and it's just, it's one of those things where the other thing was the pressure in my eye. There's this pressure test for your eyeball. Well, it's now normal. It's down to normal. It was a little high and whatever. And, you know, if it gets too high, and this is what happens with people who are diabetic, as you know. You ever see these commercials on TV for these literally shots that people have to get shots in their eyeball?
Yeah.
For this pressure that builds up in your eyes? Because if it builds up, remember you had the one guy on, remember that he went blind? Nice
David.
Guy.
Yeah, David.
David, yeah, David. And yeah, and it, who knows? That could have been me, you know, because my father-in-law pretty much went blind. Same thing like David. He was just about blind. So, all of that resolved. Let's see. Oh, I used to have bleeding gums, Carrie, and sensitive teeth. Well, my teeth are solid as a rock. My bleeding gum's gone. My oral care is perfect. Absolutely perfect. I used to get these. I had these sebaceous cysts, these little like cysts just under the skin, these little bumps. There weren't like anything, but the doctor was like, oh, that's just some people get that. Those are gone. They're just gone. You know, they just drain themselves or whatever. Just, you know, these, they're just like sebaceous. They're like fatty, like little bumps under the skin. They're called sebaceous cysts. I had them all, my arms, my legs, whatever, on my neck, whatever. It's gone. Skin tags, they all fell off. I think there's like two on my back, but other than that, they all fell off. I mean, all these crazy there's more things I could probably think of, but I'm just going down the list here. My skin is really soft, and I used to have like dry skin, you know, and I would flake off, especially at my elbows, you know. And I did have some pain like you in my elbows, but that's all gone. And my skin is just really, really smooth and glossy and nice. And like you, I used to burn really bad in the sun. I have like Irish skin, you know, that real white skin. My dad was a redhead, freckles, blue eyes. Well, I used to burn. You go outside in the South Florida sun, Kerry, you know, I mean, if I went out 15 minutes, I would burn. Well, I go for my walks now and I don't wear anything. I'm out there for hours, Kerry. Nothing. I can barely get a tan. I mean, really, you know, I have a kind of a nice brown, you know, tan that just stays the same for year round now. It just looks normal. I never peel. I never have burns. Never get red. It's just weird. I didn't put that on my list, but I just thought of the sunburn.
Right?
Yeah. My hair is, I don't know if you can kind of see my hair, but it used to be more salt and pepper gray. It's now almost all back to my normal color. It's dark again. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah.
And I'm sick. I'm going to be 63. I'm almost at retirement age. And all my friends are either bald or gray or both. And I'm lucky, God bless me, that I still have my hair. But I also, it's gotten darker, which is kind of crazy. And so I don't know. I'm just throwing these things out there. I know this is going to sound, people are going to see this video and think this guy is making all this stuff up, but I do not color my hair. I never have, never will. Whatever it is, it is. If I get the George Clooney silver fox look, so be it.
Well, you know what you just said too, with people thinking you're making it up. That's the crazy part. If there's people watching that believe that, everything Papa Carnivore is talking about, almost everything, I can say the same thing for me. Even the hair. I had this, and I'm younger than you, but I had a white patch. It looked like a completely white, like an inch. It was.
You know
like
what? I had that too, Kerry. Kerry, I had that too.
It's gone.
I had that too. It's gone. I had a patch of white.
Right? Throughout like 2020, Jen started cutting my hair throughout like 2020. She always made fun of me because it was getting bigger too before I started Carnivore.
I called it a skunk patch.
Exactly. Yep. But besides your testimony and mine matching, we hear this all the time, right? It's so crazy. Some of the stuff you're saying, it's exciting, but it's so crazy.
Okay. People, so I'm almost done. I just got two or three more. My fingernails. I used to have these like ridges in my fingernails and they were like crack, you know, like down the middle of my fingernail sometimes, and my cuticles would constantly peel and sometimes bleed. My cuticles are absolutely, it's hard to see, I'll show you, perfect, absolutely perfect. And my nails are absolutely smooth and glossy. I mean, complete difference. And my fingernails are back to like normal, what I would say is normal. The last thing is I had tinnitus, you know, ringing in my ears. It would be periodic. It would just come and go, but it was getting more and more frequent. That went away. So that's pretty much, that's 20, that's 26 things. If I add this, the sunburn, that's 26.
That's incredible. Do you feel, when you look back at that, are you mad at all? with the system or whatever. Like, that was a lot of money for medication, a lot of personal suffering for years and years. And then when you look at it all, it was just the food. It was just the food you were eating.
I think in the beginning, it's now been, oh, by the way, what's today? Today's November 1st.
Yeah.
So today is my 19-month carnivorcery because I started February 1st of 2023.
Nice. Congratulations.
So 19 months. And yeah, in the beginning, I was pretty angry because I was able to get off. I'm off all my meds, by the way. The only thing I take is, like I said, I'm hypothyroid. I take a levothyroxine, which is a synthetic. And I think I'm going to, like Dr. Barry said, go to the Armor, which is like a natural desiccated natural, which, thyroid replacement, because supposedly it's a little better, more natural. And obviously whatever's more natural, I want to do instead of synthetic. So I have a doctor's appointment coming up. So that'll be interesting to see what happens there. My annual, because I don't go anymore. What do I need to? I just go. I'm just more curious, and then just to get my thyroid medicine adjusted, take my blood. So for that. But other than that, I don't see any reason to go there, really. I mean, maybe just I'm curious about my A1C. You know, that's about it. I know he's going to, have a conniption when he finds out my cholesterol is probably, as I know, it's about 300 or 320. I know what my LDL is high, or whatever, but I wish it were higher. I'm trying to get it to go higher.
That's it. That's one of my crazy realizations. And you touched on this now and before. I feel like I was deficient in cholesterol and eating fatty meat because I avoided it my whole life. Just like you, I was eating the salad with the low fat dressing. I'm like, I have congestive heart failure. I can't eat that sort of stuff. When I started eating that fatty meat, my body was screaming like, yes, finally, this is it. And that seems to be the missing piece. People always tell me, Carrie, you would have done the same thing if you just got rid of the junk, just got rid of the sugar. But that's a big part of the puzzle. Of course, eating junk and sugar isn't good for you, but it wasn't all of it, because I got rid of junk and sugar for about a year before I did carnivore, and I was still depressed and I still had IBS. I still had all those issues. It wasn't until I added that fat back.
Yeah. I mean, it's really the high fat and, I've commented about Dr. Kiltz calling carnivore, it should be called fativore. I keep saying that over and over. You got to keep your fat. And especially if you have mental stuff like we had, you got to keep that fat high. And it's very important. I keep it, at least 70, 75% in that range, and I do have a cup of coffee in the morning. I know that I'm a bad person.
And in your card.
I have one cup. And I do put in like a lot of grass-fed butter. Like, I fatten it up. I call it my fatty coffee. And I put in 2 tablespoons of heavy cream. And, it gives me like that extra fat in the morning, And I just think it's almost like my medicine for my brain. That's what I believe in, that it starts my day off with a lot of fat, And, right. That's how I start my day. And then I eat 2 meals a day. I tried to do 1 meal a day. I got too hungry in between. And, that's the big no-no. Don't let yourself get hungry, because that's when you're most susceptible to cheating or going off plan, or, you'll start craving. And when you start craving, if that stuff's around, that's when you're most liable to go. So I do intermittent fasting. I do time restricted. So I usually will eat my first meal around 12, 1 o'clock. I'll have maybe some eggs, or if I'm at work, I'll bring in some meat of some kind with 2 hard-boiled eggs, but I'll have eggs and bacon or eggs and sausage if I'm on my day off or I'm not working. My second meal of the day, and you've heard me say this, I love my T-bones. I love my New York strip. I'm not so much of a ribeye guy. I don't know. I like the ribeyes, but if I had a smoker and I could smoke, I live in a condo here in Florida, so I'm not allowed to have a grill. So I do everything in a cast iron. I have a vintage Griswold number 8. This thing's ancient, Carrie. I don't know. Nice. It could be from the 50s or 60s. I got it on eBay. This thing's like, you hit someone over the head with this thing and they're dead. And that thing heats up so hot and sears it. I put that Wagyu beef tallow. and I cook my steaks in that. I get that on Amazon. It's a Chicago Packing Company. It's in a black coffee can looking thing.
Yeah, that's a good
stuff. Oh, you could just spoon that stuff out. It looks like marshmallow. You could just eat that stuff. But I put, you know, like a tablespoon in there and I cook my steak. And or I'll have ground beef tonight. I'm going to have ground beef burgers. I'm going to make burgers and I'm going to put fried eggs on top with a lot of grass-fed butter. And that's going to be dinner.
Nice.
You know, chicken, fish, seafood. I love seafood, you know, but I don't have that stuff that often. I'm pretty much a steak or ground beef guy with eggs. That's pretty much what I eat.
Man, everything you're saying, I'm like, yep. Same with me.
And bacon. I love bacon. I love sausage. So I'll either do some kind of sausage or bacon with eggs. That, you know, that kind of thing. And right. Or ground beef and eggs. That's really good too.
Yep. Your dinner that you mentioned tonight, that's myself and the girls. That's Emma's. One of her favorites is doing a big burger patty with a fried egg on and then a little bit of bacon.
I'm going to do two big burger patties with two fried eggs on each burger.
Nice.
And then I'm going to put lots of grass-fed butter and soak those suckers up. It's going to be great.
It's a great piece of advice for people that are new thinking about doing this, watching it. Like Papa Carnivore said, Dr. Kilt says it should be called fativore. I think that's the mistake most people make on carnivore. Yeah. I have so many comments on my channel, and usually when they'll say, I did exactly what you're doing, or they'll say, I'm doing 100% strict carnivore and it's not working for me. Every time I talk to those people and investigate, they're not getting enough fat. They're just eating chicken and fish, which is strict carnivore, but it's not fat. You're missing out if you're not getting that
right
fat.
And all those people have to do, and I know Jen doesn't like the fatty cuts of meat either, but all you have to do is add butter. And most people love butter. There's nothing. I mean, I buy the it's like Kerrygold butter, but I get it at Aldi. It's exactly the same. I bet you it's made by the same company. It's exactly the same. And I just love that stuff. And so what I do, kind of what you do, I'll lop off two big hunks of butter and put it on the side of my plate cold, right? I'll melt a little bit of butter on top of my steak. Then I'll put my Malden smoked sea salt on top with, you know, a little butter melted on top of the steak. But then I've got the butter, the cold butter on the side, Kerry, and I'll cut off a little piece and eat every bite. I'm having a little piece of that cold Kerrygold butter with each bite. Oh, and a little of that salt from the Maldens on the plate. Oh, my God.
It's a game changer. When Adam and I filmed Rancher Maggie, she was the one, not that I wasn't aware of cold butter, but she was like, it's got to be cold. It's very important. There's a difference. When I first started carnivore, I melted all my butter. I dipped my steak in it. And that was like all the butter I ate. Now I eat it cold all the time. It's different. Your body will react differently to it. Some people have stomach issues too if you eat too much rendered fat versus cold fat. But I just like the taste better. There's something good with a warm steak and a little cold slab of butter.
Yeah, because you know what happens? The butter kind of dissolves in your mouth, that cold butter, as you're eating that hot steak.
Yep.
It's just so good.
Our bodies are like more. That's the thing I love on carnivore too. We can actually hear our bodies. It's like you said, if you got to do two meals a day, three meals a day, whatever, if your body's telling you eat more, you can hear that signal better than before carnivore. I'm putting so much junk in there. I don't know if it's this, that, or the other thing that's causing me issues sort of thing. But
And the other thing too, Kerry, with keeping the fat high, and that the other complaint I see when people go, oh, I'm just have no energy. Well, if you're not burning sugar, where's your energy coming from? Once you convert over to being a fat burner, that's what this is all about, right? We're trying to stop, you know, get the sugar out. Well, if that's your main energy source and that you're converting over to being a fat burner, if you're not eating enough fat, you're going to be tired. You're going to be lethargic. You got to keep the fat up. It's critically important. Otherwise, you will not feel good.
We had a woman on our, we've got a new membership site now. It's called healinghumanity.life. It's for people that really need help for maybe the first 30 days. We've got several Zoom calls. We've got the doctors, experts, Q&As. Well, long story short, last night we had Ronnie Campbell on. She's one of our Healing Humanity heroes. She had stage 4 cancer. She's been doing carnivore now. She's cancer free for several years. But long story short, my point is, I don't know any human on earth that exercises more than this person. She does 2 hours a day, swimming, running, weightlifting. She's been doing it for years. She did it as part of her cancer regimen, but she's keeping it up because she doesn't want her cancer to come back, but she also just likes it. But she wasn't carnivore this whole time. She's been carnivore for a little over a year. And I thought for sure, Papa Carnivore, I was going to ask her, I'm like, so when you started carnivore, like, did this change your workout regimen at all? She said, it's the reason I continue, besides the cancer treatment, it's the number one reason I continue to do carnivore. She's like, my energy is crazy. Working out years before carnivore and now a year and a half after, she's like, I don't get sore when I exercise. And of course, you get tired eventually, but it's not the same, whereas you get wore down before and you have to sit down. She's like, yeah. It's incredible, her whole workout regimen. So she's doing carnivore, and that's her thing. She gets plenty of fat. She's getting the right amount of fat. If she was just eating chicken and fish and trying to exercise like that, she'd be on the couch. She'd be fatigued. She'd be tired.
And look at Anthony Hayduk and look at Mimi. Look at them. Mimi's doing that bridge in South Carolina. My God, that bridge is insane.
I was on that bridge. It almost killed me. Like, I don't know how she's doing.
And what is she, 70 or something? How old is she?
I think she just turned 70, yeah.
I mean, you know, this is like superhuman stuff. I mean, Kiltz. When I met Kiltzy for the first time, Dr. Kiltz. This guy's, he's 70, right? I think. And this guy looks like, he doesn't look a day over 55. 50.
And he's hitting the gym and he's exercising. And when we interviewed him, he had to change shirts for the documentary. He's just ripped. He's absolutely
ripped. That guy's
buff.
And not only that, the energy. He's like an energizer bunny.
Him and Dr. Lisa Wiedemann, we recently had our membership site too. They're the two people I know that have probably been doing carnivore longer than anyone I've personally met, other than Rancher Maggie, who's been doing it for 65 years. All three of those people, the energy is incredible, to the point where I'm like, the longer you do carnivore, I think the more zen energy you get, or it's just a coincidence, because I said that of Dr. Lisa Wiedemann too. I'm like, everyone says Dr. Kiltz's energy is on a next level. How does this guy doing it? And then you see Dr. Wiedemann. She's very similar that way, with that crazy energy.
It's the same thing like with my girlfriend. She's like, how do you have this kind of energy? Like, she can't imagine how I have this much energy, because she's 57, I'm 62. And she's like, I've never seen anybody with the kind of energy, you know, that it's just, I'm like, I just got all this energy. And the other thing too is, Kerry, I'm up early in the morning now. I didn't used to. I could barely, you know, get up in the morning, and then I'd be like, I don't know if you were like that too.
Oh, yeah.
Man, my eyes, I just open up my eyes, boom. It's usually right around 5 in the morning, 4:30, somewhere between 4:30 and 5:30. It's like my eyes, boop, and I'm up, and I just hop out, and I guess it's time to get out of bed and get some coffee or something. And I mean, it's crazy. And then, you know, when I go to sleep, like, I just pass out. Like, I used to have a hard time sleeping. Well, you know what it's like. I don't have to tell you, with the depression, anxiety. There were nights I didn't sleep at all. I could barely, you know, I had severe insomnia, horrific, you know, insomnia. Because you'd be thinking about all this horrible things in your mind, right? And it would be like a movie playing over and over, right? And you just couldn't sleep. You just lie there with your eyes closed, saying, please, I hope I sleep. I hope and just nothing. Now, when I just, my head hits the pillow, or I'll be watching TV in bed, next thing I know, it's 4:30. My eyes open. I'm like, whoop, TV's still on. Lights are still on. It's weird.
Right.
Yeah.
So did you say you're 62?
Yeah.
What do you kind of see the world a little differently now? Like, all of these things you're describing, it's amazing. It's incredible. It's insane compared to what you were before. But one of the realizations I had is, and I learned some of this from Dr. Barry as well, all 62-year-olds walking around in the world right now should be describing exactly what you're describing, feeling like you're feeling, having this energy like you're having, but they're not. Does it make you think about the world a little bit differently?
Well, yeah, because, you know, when I, like, I'll go to Walmart, you know, I'm not embarrassed to go to Walmart and just go shopping, get some meat or some eggs or butter or whatever, or I'll go to Aldi or whatever. But, you know, we go to the store, and I also work in a retail store, you know, and I see the people my age, younger than me, coming in mobility scooters, way overweight, horrifically, you know, obese, you know, I just saw a guy come in and he has one leg. I bet you that's diabetes. Mm. You know, I mean, you know what I mean? These people, Kerry, I know what's going on. You just see how horrifically obese and sick, and they're limping around, you know, people, you know, younger than me or my age, 60s, 70s, 50s, whatever. And a lot of them are they're not getting around so good. And here I'm like flying around, like I forgot to tell you. So I went from 300. I gained a little bit, but I got down to 199. I think I'm now 203 or something like that.
Wow, like 100 pounds.
But I was 199 at my lowest, Kerry, and I haven't weighed this anywhere close to this weight since I was either 19 or 20. And I'm now a size 30. I went from a 44, almost 46 pants. I'm now 34, and my 34s are getting loose. Wow. So this is insane.
I mean, like 100 pounds and 10 inches on the waist.
101 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, carnivore saved my life. If I had kept going the way I went, Kerry, I don't know if I'd made it to 70. And if I did, my quality, I'd be insulin dependent, diabetic. I'd still have high blood pressure. I might have had heart attack, stroke, cancer. Who knows? I may have had to get two metal knees, probably. Because of how bad my arthritis and my knees was, I'd still have chronic depression. Who knows if I would be here, you know? So, and you know, I joke around. I take all the hundreds of dollars that I used to spend on those damn medicines, Kerry, and you know what I do with it? Same thing you do with it. I go buy meat, and right. I go buy eggs. Everyone says how expensive. How much are those medicines costing you?
Yeah.
What about all the doctor copays and all of the time that you have to spend at doctor's offices and all this stuff? My God, I've got my life back.
Yeah. And then all the other costs too. Just what is the cost of you laying in bed for extra hours every single day because you can't even get out of bed?
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members-only videos. We do members-only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
Things like that too, when you account for all of it.
I mean, get so much done. Like today is my day off, Kerry. I'm off Mondays and Fridays because I work retail, and I get so much done. I mean, I've got a laundry list of stuff that I'm going to do that I never would do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone I've interviewed that's done carnivore says that similarly, whatever they're working on, you become more efficient, you have more energy, and you have more drive, and you end up getting way more done. It's like you were kind of floating along through life before, but now you're really sort of living.
I see Jen, when Jen's talking about how much she's getting done.
Yeah.
And you can just see the lights are on again.
Yes.
Her face is skinny. Like, I saw the picture when you guys were 14. Her face, Kerry, is returning to the face when she was 14. That beautiful young child face. She's starting to look more and more like your daughter's again. Like,
yeah.
She's got her life back, you know, and her legs, you know, with the swelling. I mean, she's getting mobility back. She's, you know, doesn't have the pain from her PMS and all that. I mean, that's got to be life altering, you know?
100%. I even said that to her. I said, we've been together for 30 years at the end of this year, because we met at 14 and we were exclusively together since 14. But I'm like, I love you no matter what, but her doing carnivore now, she's over 200 days. I'm like, you remind me of when we were kids, like the person I first met, because it's almost like when you're eating all that food and you're on the standard American diet, it's still the same person, but it's like that person's drunk. It's like they're a little bit impaired.
So pleasant and just different. Like, not to say that she had a bad personality at all, but I think that you change. You'd become happier. You know, she seems happier in a way, and that's great. You know, and I'm sure that helps the two of you just in getting along. It's just so wonderful when you're both on the same page.
100%. Yeah.
And I'm trying to get Victoria a little, closer to that too.
Yep. Yeah. Well, hey, it took Jenna a long time. I'm 600 days in, so she'll surprise you. I'm sure of it.
Well, you know what? It's so funny because Jen says how stubborn she is and stuff. Yeah. And so is Victoria. She's stubborn, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm working on her, and, just little baby steps.
Right.
Yep.
My last question for you, and this has been incredible. I thank you so much for coming on here. Open invite.
Thank you so much, Carrie. I forgot to thank you. I really appreciate it. It was good. So great to meet you.
Likewise. What advice would you give to someone? This is always tricky, but what advice would you give to someone if they're thinking about doing this, but they're like, this is just crazy. Carnivore's crazy.
Well, I'm going to steal something from you. Do your research. Go on YouTube. First one I would go to, Dr. Barry. I would go, there's so many, but Dr. Chafee, if you're thinking of carnivore, Dr. Chafee's really good. Dr. Kiltz, Dr. Sean Baker. I really do like Dr. Lisa Wiedemann. She's fantastic. Kelly Hogan is great if you're going down that carnivore path. Mitch from Old Guy Carnivore, I'm going to give a shout out to Mitch. He has one of the best channels out there. He's got some great ideas for the first 30 days. He's got some great videos. So does Dr. Barry. Nisha is great too. Dr. Barry's wife, Nisha Barry. But there's so many. It's hard for me because there's so many. Dr. Ben Bickman, fantastic for research. Your channel, obviously fantastic. There's just so many. It's hard because I don't want to leave anybody out. But the more you watch, the more you learn. When you're ready, you're gonna feel more comfortable because everyone else is going to come at you, Carrie, and say you're gonna die. This is not healthy. You know, everyone's going to come at you like, No, you have to have your fruits. And my mom does this to me. I have an 84-year-old mom. You need to have your fruits and vegetables, Carrie. You got to eat the rainbow. Oh, no, you can't eat that much fat, saturated fat. You're going to have a heart attack. Oh, you got to have fiber. You're going to get all of this stuff. So that's the first thing. If you do end up doing it, don't let yourself get hungry in the first 30 days. Don't look at the scale. Throw the scale out the window for 30 days. Hide it. Just focus on getting healthy and switching over from being a sugar burner to being a fat burner. Because as the more and more closer you get to becoming a fat burner, you're going to be less and less hungry throughout the day. The cravings are going to go less and less, and you're just going to feel better and better. And once, if you can make it to that 3-week mark or that 4-week, if you can get to 30 days, I think and then saying, I'm just going to do 60. I like what Jen did. Okay, I'll go 60. But every time you get to that milestone, you get better and better. And you go like, ooh, this is even better and better. And now I feel better than I did at 6 months. Then I felt better at a year. Then, a year and a half. Here I am 19 months, getting close to 2 years. I'm feeling better and better and better. I'm getting thinner and thinner. When I was in high school, I think when I was 17, I was like 185. I'll bet you 185 is my number, Carrie. Mm. That's probably where I'll end up. And I was a 32 waist. Wow. So who knows? Maybe the next time you interview me, maybe that's where I'll be. But I feel great where I am. It's amazing. And I just hope other people will give this a try because it is life changing. It is something you're never, ever, ever going to regret. And you can, like you said, you can do anything for 30 days.
Right.
Okay. There's a lot harder things you could do for 30 days.
Yes. Give yourself credit. Nothing special about us. Anybody could do this for 30 days.
Just
for
an elimination diet. Just take out the sugar, take out the bread, little steps. If you have to keep the artificial sweeteners in there, fine. But, just do it.
Awesome. This has been great, Papa Carnivore. Thank you so much. Before we wrap up, is there anything you want to shout out or mention? You don't have a YouTube channel or anything like, do you?
No. I do have a YouTube channel. It will be Papa Carnivore, or maybe it's Papa Carnivore 15, but I haven't posted any videos there yet. But if you go to Papa Carnivore or Papa Carnivore 15, one of my people, because I have people who subscribe to me with no videos, and I've got, I don't know, maybe 50 or 100 subscribers or whatever it is. But if you subscribe there, you can see all my comments, because you know I'm everywhere.
Yes.
You can see all my comments that I've commented on other channels, all in one place. So if you want to get to your Papa Carnivore comments, you know, where I chip in my little advice, I guess that's all I would say.
You got really good comments. So I'll leave a link in the description below for that. Thank you so much, Papa Carnivore. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
Have a good day.